We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Back inside the WVU Coliseum, West Virginia wins it this evening by a score of 60-53 over Oakland. And we are joined now by head coach Bob Huggins here courtside. Huggs, give me your initial thoughts on what you saw out there this evening.
They do a great job with that zone, and we're not very good yet.
Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
In a nutshell, huh? Is that
it? It's either that or have to listen to questions from the little guy sitting beside you, and I'm really probably not in a good enough mood to do that.
I have better questions tonight.
Huggs, in all seriousness, you're right. I mean, that defense, you could tell that it was difficult to get adjusted to. They do play it very well. They made every pass difficult. Walk us through what you saw out there as it developed, and then what was the difference in the second half?
I thought we did a better job defensively in the second half. In the second half, we actually scored some off our defense. Gabe made some outstanding plays. We took a bunch of charges, which slowed down their penetration into the lane. But we just didn't score the ball. We made, you know, Sean and Taz. Taz made some big shots for us, as he has been doing, and Sean made a couple shots for us. But we didn't get them shots, and we didn't handle the ball. We didn't pass the ball. But, I mean, it's been that way in practice, Tony. I mean, I'm not going to lie about it. I mean, we just are not a very good basketball team right now. And we can't throw it close. I mean, we can throw it close, but can't score. How many times have you seen air balls from a foot away? And that's because they don't, you know, and Eric does a great job working with them. You know, get your head on the rim. When the game starts there, they're looking down. They're not looking at the rim. And you got to have your head on the rim to score.
All right. Jalen Moore, their leader, you guys did a great job on him and took him out of his game. That was a huge, huge check mark, I would think.
Well, Kitty and Malik did a great job on him. They did a great job on him, and Gabe did a great job of stopping his penetration. He did a great job. I don't know how many charges he took, but it was a bunch.
As you put this team together, you've been doing this for a number of years. You've been in situations like this. What's the normal evolution now when you take a look at this on tape? What do you take from it? How do you improve now?
The biggest thing, Tony, is we have to learn to pass the ball. And if you remember, Jay, you'll probably remember, I had him on a tossback for 15 minutes of practice, the one group, because they just couldn't pass the ball. You know, fake a pass, make a pass is not in their realm of thinking. It's grab it, put it over your head. We dribble the ball way, 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 way too much. You know, you dribble the ball to attack the basket. You don't dribble the ball to go sideways. We dribble it sideways. We dribble it backwards. We throw it behind our back, between our legs, and go nowhere with it. I got no problem throwing it behind your back if you're going somewhere with it. I don't have a problem throwing it between your legs if you're going somewhere with it. But when you're not going anywhere with it, why the hell would you do that? And all that does is let your guy crouch a little bit more and make it a little more difficult to pass the ball.
Gabe Osaboyenhun's
MVP.
Yeah, was big tonight, wasn't he?
MVP. He and Taz are going to, they're going to have to carry us.
Well, let me ask you this. He only committed 2 fouls in 23 minutes. Had you talked to him about this?
Well, Jay, if you had someone screaming at you every single day for 3 hours about don't foul, you probably, well, you wouldn't foul anyways.
No,
I wouldn't. You're afraid you'd get hurt. But, yeah, that's it. Well, that is the truth, and my God, I'm gonna tell the truth there. But no, we have been on him and on him and on him about, you know, yeah. no dumb fouls. You're gonna give him. He's gonna make some fouls because he plays so hard. But yeah. he can't make dumb fouls.
What about your foul shooting? Is that gonna improve as the season moves?
No, we had the right guys at the line. I thought, didn't we?
Yeah.
We had JB at the line. We had Taz at the line. Gabe's isn't gonna improve probably, but.
Kerrigan?
I think we can get his better. I don't know if he's ever going to be a great free throw shooter.
I thought Kerrigan and Spots helped you on offense and hurt you on defense.
Oh, I thought he helped us on defense. He blocked some shots.
Yeah, he did. He blocks some.
He blocks and changes shots. You don't have to block him if you can change him, and he changes shots.
Well, that's what you've been looking for.
I thought he helped us. We've got to get one of those guys can score. We got to get Isaiah to sit down. Isaiah could do it if he just sit down. You know, he stands straight up. It's hard to score standing straight up. It's hard to keep your balance. It's hard to not get knocked off balance when you're standing straight up.
Well, I know you were talking yesterday at practice for Isaiah Cottrell to get down with his size, to get down because he has the skill.
Jay, it's very typical of guys like Isaiah who are big. I mean, he's big. He's 6'10", 6'11", and it doesn't matter in high school. You can stand up. And then, you know, he really got hurt because he couldn't play last year because he got hurt. So he's a little bit behind, but he's a great kid, and he will work and do the right thing. But we just got to get him to sit down, you know, not to stand straight up in the air.
Hey, Hugs, you mentioned the defense on Jalen Moore. What was your initial thought here on your overall team defense? Because you did hold them to 35% from the field, 13% from behind the line. They went 3 of 23.
Well, I thought we did a pretty good job in man, and then we didn't do a very good job in man, and then we went that ran some of the old point drop stuff, and I thought that bothered them. It bothers everybody.
Well, that zone's going to be tough, Hugs, in their league, I'll tell you that. And I know teams see him twice when West Virginia doesn't. But, wow, I thought they were like, to me, what would you think? Would they be like the old Syracuse, the wide wings?
No, it's different. It's different than Syracuse a little bit. But, I think conceptually it's – They're doing some of the same things, but they're not doing all the same things.
Yeah.
Relatively quick turnaround now. You got Pitt here on Friday. How do you play out the rest of the week?
Tony, we got practice tomorrow at 1, and then we got practice the next day at 1, and then we're going after the old Pitt Panthers.
That's good.
8:30 Friday night. Should have a full house here.
Yeah. You know, I told our guys in there, and I saw this somewhere the other day, basketball's perishable, you know? It goes away.
Real quick.
Yeah. It goes away, and if you don't cherish the time that you have with it, if you don't cherish, you know, the great opportunity, the you know, everything that it can give you, you know, later on in life, but it's but it is perishable. It doesn't last. Yep. It doesn't last forever.
Absolutely. Hugs, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on win one.
Thanks, guys. How was Jay today? Any good?
Oh,
was he good?
Mid-season form.
Yeah. Was he?
Yep.
Good.
Absolutely. Okay. Mid-season form. Head coach Bob Huggins, West Virginia, wins it 60-53.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.